program with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Roy Bargy, Ramona, Jack Fulton, Peggy Healy, Robert Lawrence, the Rondeliers Quartet, and our guest artist, the Pickens Sisters. And here's Paul Whiteman himself.
Good evening, everybody. I want to present Deems Taylor, the only master of ceremonies in captivity who doesn't get his material out of joke books. He comes to our rehearsals, seldom, if ever, smiles, and then goes home and writes screamingly funny announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Deems Taylor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope sometime one of you will have to be screaming after an introduction like that. We're dedicating the first number on tonight's program to one of the momentous days on the calendar. I refer not to next Monday, whose importance is, after all, merely one of sentiment, but to next Tuesday, January 2nd, 1934, when the bills come in for this year's Christmas presents. And in commemoration of this event, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra will now play you Great Day by Vincent Hughes.
Orchestra has a new ballad that it's dying to play you, and Bob Lawrence has a new ballad that he's dying to sing you, and as luck would have it, it's the same ballad. So there's practically no getting away from the fact that Paul Whiteman's orchestra and Bob Lawrence are about to perform Don't You Remember Me.
Once we were sweethearts and you were mine. remember, or can you recall? Don't you remember, dear, what you promised to be true? I'm the one you told it to. Don't you remember me? Sweethearts, and you were my life, my all. Do you remember, or can't you recall? Don't you remember, dear, that you promised to be true? I'm the one you told it to. Don't you remember me?
Tonight we have the great pleasure of introducing as guest artists on this program the famous vocal trio known to all radio fans as the Pickens Sisters. Of course, there are 400 vocal trios on the air, and they're all sisters. But the astounding thing about the Pickens sisters is the fact that their name is Pickens and they are sisters. Their names are Jane, Helen, and Patty, in the order named. They weigh 308 pounds, that is, altogether, and they were born in a state that they refer to as Georgia. Jane, the eldest, as a matter of fact, I don't know whether she's the eldest or not, but she's the bossiest, is really a reduced opera singer. She studied singing for some time at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, where she was a pupil of Madame Marcella Sembry. The other two, Helen and Patty, so far as I know, have no education at all. However, they all sing together, as you know, very plausibly. And tonight they're going to sing us something that Madame Sembry never taught them, called Doing the Uptown Lowdown.
Cinderella, listen to those hot high yellow.
famous Kraft cheese spreads in their smart new containers. The swanky sleek glasses. If you haven't seen these famous Kraft cheese spreads in their new containers, the swanky swig glasses, ask your grocer for them tomorrow. All Kraft cheese spreads are of the finest Kraft qualities, made from Philadelphia brand cream cheese, flavored by adding to them the correct amount of tasty, appetizing, relishes, spices, and cream. They are wholesome, delicious foods, easily prepared and inexpensive. But listen, Marion James, the noted authority on cooking, is finishing her weekly lecture at the Women's Club. Mrs. Coleman is an interested listener in the audience.
As you know, ladies, I believe in serving the best prepared food, even if it does require a great deal of effort. But when it's possible to buy the best all prepared, I say buy it. So when you plan to serve appetizers and sandwiches, ask your grocer for the Kraft cheese spreads. They come in a wide variety and they're inexpensive. All you have to do is put the various Kraft cheese spreads on thin slices of bread or crackers. Your family and guests will enjoy them thoroughly. Thank you very much. Until next time, good afternoon.
Now, later on, we're going to follow Mrs. Coleman from the lecture hall. I have an idea she's heading for her food shop.
Time on the air, the Whiteman Orchestra, with some vocal assistance from Peggy Healy and the Rondeliers, is playing a medley of tunes from the new film, Joe Palooka. This, as you will remember, began as a newspaper comic strip, has recently been a radio serial feature, and is now in its third incarnation as a motion picture, the forthcoming starring vehicle of that shrinking comedian, Jimmy Schnozzle Durante.
Give me liberty or give me this and that, then you'll recite the Gettysburg Address. Take your card and then you'll see just what I'm getting at. Oh no, you're wrong again, you miss your guess. The password to society, that's what I'm getting at. It's more or less an easy guess, oh yes. Palooka, Palooka, from Boston to Paducah, you'll find a Palooka, no matter where you go. Palooka, Palooka. It is in
a hammer, heel, a big shrimp.
It's all the same in the Hall of Fame. Palooka, Palooka, like Denver or the Buford, like Harry or Fluka. It's the grand old American name. It's the grand old American name.
It's grand old American custom. It's grand old American flag. Palooka is just a title,
and this is just a tag. Palooka, Palooka, like Denver or the Buford, like Harry or Fluka. It's the grand old American name. It's the grand old American name.
Do you love me? That is the great big question that keeps haunting me. If you love me, give me a good suggestion. What it's going to be? Listen to my plea. Could you like me a little bit less? Could you love me a little bit more? If you'd only give in to me, we could begin to be closer than ever before. You'd be making my life a success if you'd give me a break and say yes. If I knew where I stood with you, I could make good with you, baby. My skies would all be sunny, sunny the whole day through. Life would be milk and honey. Honey, it's up to you. Won't you like me a little bit less? Won't you love me a little bit more? If you love me a little bit, love me a little bit more.
Hey, fellas, what's going on here? What's going on? Cha-cha-cha.
Why, Jimmy, what brought you here back here from Hollywood?
Listen, Paul, I want you to play my masterpiece.
Your what?
My symphony. You know, it goes like this. It's gigantic. The greatest modern composition of all time.
Well, I'd like to oblige you, Jimmy, but there's nothing to your inky-dinky-doo number. It doesn't mean a thing.
Why, I'm mortified. It's a classic. A masterpiece. Let me show you how it goes. Hey, Paul, bring me over a piano and I'll play the first few bars.
That's swell, but we have no arrangement for it.
What do you need arrangements for? This ain't no wedding. Why, we'll make it up on the spot. And you know...
Wait a minute, Jimmy. The music business has changed since you led a band. Today, an orchestra of 40 men like mine can't fake and get away with it. They've got to know what they're playing. Eh, Dean?
Oh, yes. Otherwise, as a result of combining so many heterogeneous sonorities, you get an effect of involuntary polytonality that is nothing short of ridiculous.
Say, who is this guy? What does he know about music?
Why, Jimmy, this is Deems Taylor. Last Tuesday night, his work was acclaimed at the Metropolitan.
I get it. A life insurance man. Ha-cha-cha-cha. I got a million of them. Well, I'll show them. Come on, boys. We'll make the arrangements as we go along. Come on, fiddles. Follow me. Now, saxophones, play the counter melody right along with me. Arrangement. We'll show them. It's monumental. Wait a minute. I forgot the brass section. Forgive me, fellas. Follow me. Just follow me. It's dynamite. Now, if we can make these three things fit, we'll have control of this situation. We'll defy the masters. Okay, let's go. It's incredible. It works. A dispensation of providence. Now we'll start the symphony. Very mysterious. I love them on the G string. It's stupendous. Say, who is this guy, Beethoven? Ha-cha-cha-cha.
In case any of you think that really was Jimmy Durante, I'd better explain that it was Arthur Boran ruining a fine natural speaking voice. Now we are going to sing you a song entitled Turn Back the Clock. It's not new, but it's good. When I say we are going to sing it, I mean, of course, myself and Ramona. I provide the artistic conception and the expression with which the song is sung, and she attends to the detail of the actual singing. In this, she will be assisted by Quig, who beats the percussion instruments in this band with such telling effect. I'm sorry television is still in its pre-infancy state, for to appreciate this act, you ought to see it. Between them, Ramona and Quig will sing, and will play the piano, the celesta, the toy bells, and the Chinese woodblocks. It's a very pretty effect. They do it on bicycles.
Clock. Why should we say goodnight? I think it would be quite the proper thing to do. If we should say hello, as if the night were new. Turn back the clock. Say, wouldn't it be great if it were only 8 instead of after 2? Oh, how I hate to go. I'm so in love with you. If we could make the time stand still, imagine what a grand, glorious thrill a single kiss would last until the day Gabriel blows his horn. So turn back the clock and let's continue on until the night is gone. When we see the dawn, then hickory dickory dock, we'll turn back the clock. Make the time stand still. Imagine what a grand and glorious thrill a single kiss would last until the day Gabriel blows his horn. Turn back the clock and let's continue on until the night is gone. And when we see the dawn, then hickory dickory dock, we'll turn back the clock.
The number that we're playing tonight, The Song of the Bayou by Rube Bloom, is one that many of you probably know. It was awarded first prize in a contest for American composers held a few years ago by the Victor Talking Machine Company. Originally, it was a strictly instrumental work, but Mr. Whiteman has just had made a brand new special arrangement that includes singing as well. Incidentally, I had a nasty argument with the Pickens sisters this morning over the pronunciation of the title. They said it was a French word pronounced Bayou in Florida, and that they ought to know because they come from Georgia. Since then, I've looked it up in the dictionary, and I find that it's not a French word, but a Choctaw Indian word, Bayou, meaning a bayou, and pronounced Bayou. So the composition that you are now going to hear played by Paul Whiteman's orchestra, with vocal interludes by the Rondeliers and the Pickens sisters, is The Song of the Bayou.
Kraft, the world's largest makers and importers of fine cheeses, are now offering you their famous blended Kraft cheese spreads in attractive new swanky swig glasses, suitable for all beverages. Try the Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow. Kraft Roquefort cream spread, Kraft K, Kraft Cimento cream spread, Kraft pineapple cream spread, or Kraft Old English. But wait, where's Mrs. Coleman? Ah, just as I thought, at her grocer's.
What can I do for you today, Miss Coleman?
Have you the Kraft cheese spreads? Mary and James, the cooking expert, recommended them at the women's club.
Why, yes, we have them. Here they are in these new glasses. Swanky swig glasses, they're called. When you use up the cheese spread, you have a fine, good-looking glass you can use for any beverage.
Oh, aren't they attractive? I can use them for orange juice and tomato juice or even for water glasses. But which spread is the best? Which one shall I take?
Well, they're all good, Miss Coleman. My family prefers the pineapple cream spread and the tomato cream spread. And then there's this Old English that's a famous Kraft cheese specialty.
Oh, dear, they all look so good. Well, there's just one thing for me to do. I'll take one of each. Then I'll try them all.
One of each. All right, Miss Coleman. I'm sure you're going to like them.
A wise selection, Mrs. Coleman. All the Kraft cheese spreads are good, delicious, but you may have favorites. Try each one, then continue to buy the ones you like best. Perhaps it will be the Kraft cream Roquefort spread or the Kraft pineapple cream spread. That's for individual taste to decide. Mrs. Coleman, we'll see you later. You are listening to the Kraft program with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Piece entitled The F Blues by Frank Trumbauer. Last week we had the G Blues by the same composer, and in succeeding weeks we hope to present the A, B, C, D, E, and H Blues. I hardly need remind you that Mr. Trumbauer is a member of the Whiteman Orchestra and is the one who played that particularly obnoxious saxophone passage that you just heard. And now we are to hear from the Rondoliers in their own special arrangement of Ooh, That Kiss. I can't go into details about it because there aren't any to go into. Like so much of their work, it is so silly that it seems a shame to take the bloom off by saying anything useful about it, beyond the fact that they are about to sing and you might care to listen.
Ooh. That kiss makes the world go wiggling while stars are jiggling. All around the moon, that kiss makes you dream of fairies. Then you hear canaries sing your favorite tune. What is love but the kisses you give and take? What is love but a helping of angel cake? Nights like this have a swell reaction. What's the big attraction? Ooh, that kiss. Fireflies are flitting, see them spark. While they flit, we sit and cuddle in the darkness. Do you mind admitting, honestly and true,
that you know what, I know what we're looking forward to.
Ach, der Kuss makes the bell go big, big, biggling, by our stars are chick, chick, jiggling all around the moon, and that oscillation
makes you dream of fairies, then you'll hear canaries sing your favorite tune. Can't spend their amour, but the kisses you give and take.
What is this thing from love? It's a helping from Angel Cake.
I want the macho, what the swell mambino, she's a peach merino. I want the kiss, what a palendo, a palo. Oh, the kiss makes the world go wiggling, while the stars are jingling, or on the moon. The kiss makes you dream of fairies.
What is love?
Just a little kiss that you give and take.
What is love?
One night's my kiss. Have a swell reaction and how? Ooh, that kiss. Ooh, that kiss. Ooh, that kiss.
Tonight we're playing a melodrama, in the strict sense of the word, that is, a spoken narrative with music. The narrative will be spoken by Ted Pearson. The musical sounds will be supplied in large quantities by a combination of Jack Fulton, the Pickens Sisters, the Rondeliers, and Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. The music itself is a special transcription of the familiar song, A Little Street Where Old Friends Meet.
When I was a boy, there was a little street in my hometown that was dusty and unpaved, but it was beautiful, and it had a charm all of its own. People stopped to chat along the grass-covered walks. Folks leaned on the gates to gossip a bit. It was a crude little street, and I never have forgotten it. On summer evenings, it was especially beautiful, with the glowing sun setting behind the big trees. We kids used to like to stroll along, swinging our school books and say, "Hi, neighbor, good day to you." Everybody felt at home in that dusty little street. But when I got a little older, my father, who was an army officer, was transferred halfway across the world to China. Think back on it now, it seems strange that even there, way out in the Orient, there was another little street that had that same quality of friendliness. It was narrow and filled with coolies and rickshaws, but it was chummy. And it seemed sometimes that it was really the same street as that one in our little country town. Just a little street where old friends meet.
later, our family moved again, this time to Spain, the land of black-eyed señoritas, of vine-covered balconies, of beautiful courtyards and gay dances. And here again, though I was a stranger in a strange land, I found one of those same little intimate streets that somehow make you think of home. One would never think of New York's Great White Way as an intimate street, where strangers forget formality and talk as though they'd known each other always. But Broadway can be that kind of a street. By anyone who stood in the crowds on the sidewalks and cheered the homecoming of a Lindbergh or a Commander Bird knows how chummy Broadway can be at times. Who'll ever forget its friendly feeling, its warmth and humanity on Armistice Day, when thousands of men, women, and children who'd never seen each other before rubbed elbows and laughed and chatted together like old friends. Why, even Broadway can be just a little street where old friends meet. All over the world and seen the streets of most of the great cities, my mind always goes back with longing and with the fond feeling to that dusty little street in that country town. To me, it stands for all the other little streets where old friends meet, because it's home, sweet home.
Ask your food dealer for the Kraft, K-R-A-F-T, cheese spreads in the new Swanky Swig glasses. When the delicious cheese spread is used, you have a new modern drinking glass that can be used again and again. It is suitable for any beverage. Now, Mrs. Coleman, when we left her, had just completed a purchase of the entire line of Kraft cheese spreads. She's home now, eating the evening meal with her husband.
Well, what's the meaning of this?
Of what?
Well, dearest, I'm a very ordinary man with a very modest income. Yet I come home and find at least six different kinds of appetizers in front of me, all fit for a king. Now, may I ask, good queen, what is the answer?
You certainly may, my king. The answer is Kraft cheese spread. Inexpensive, appetizing, wholesome. And that's what the cooking expert told us at the women's club.
And isn't she right? A toast to her and to you, queen. Say, where did this beautiful glass come from?
That's another surprise. The Kraft cheese spreads come put up in these glasses.
Well, I'll be.
So we leave the Coleman family, and like them, you can find new pleasure in these Kraft cheese spread favorites. Just ask your grocer tomorrow for an assortment of Kraft cheese spreads in the new swanky swig glasses. I recommend all the Kraft cheese spreads. The Kraft cream Roquefort, though, is one of my very favorites. It's delicious, I know.
Every festival occasion, and by the way, this is now Deems Taylor speaking, carries with it, of course, its own associations. For example, you think of Thanksgiving, and what do you think of? Indigestion. 4th of July, fire insurance. Christmas, bankruptcy. In the same manner, New Year's is probably associated in most people's minds with two things, bills and bells. The bills we mentioned earlier in the program. And now to remind you that there is such a thing as a happy New Year, Mr. Whiteman discusses the more cheerful subject of bells. He is playing a special transcription of an old favorite, The Bells of St. Mary's, written for this occasion by Adolf Deutsch. If in the course of the performance you detect more or less veiled references to the works of the great masters, the arranger will, I think, be more pleased than otherwise, for the original manuscript is marked with acknowledgments to Richard Wagner, César Franck, Claude Debussy, and the Deegan Chime Company. So now we shall hear the Bells of St. Mary's rung by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Ladies and gentlemen, brought to you each week by the makers of Kraft Phoenix Cheese. We cordially invite you to be with us again next Thursday evening for another hour of entertainment from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the brilliant Whiteman Ensemble with Dean Taylor as Master of Ceremonies. Same station, same hour. Don't forget next Thursday night. This is Howard Claney saying good night. Program tonight included Great Day from Great Day, due in the Uptown Lowdown from Broadway Through a Keyhole, and Ooh That Kiss from The Last Parade. The program has come to you from New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.